Penguin Random House Audio presents Forgetting to Be Afraid by Wendy Davis. Read for you by Wendy Davis and Hillary Huber.
For my daughters, Amber and Drew and Tate, who taught me a love deeper than I believed was possible. For my mom, who taught me the blessing of service above self. And for my dad, who taught me to be awake while still dreaming. Become so wrapped up in something that you forget to be afraid. Lady Bird Johnson. Introduction. I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong." 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 10. When I was a young girl, we moved quite a bit, crisscrossing the country twice before we settled in Texas for good when I was 10. Mostly, we moved to follow my father. Where his job took him, it took us too. But wherever we lived, we tried to spend as much time as we could with my grandparents. We never had a lot, but what we had was what mattered most, family. My mother's parents still lived in the panhandle of Texas in the small town of Muleshoe. My grand